Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 197. All right, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. and this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we're podcasting. We're just here at home. The audio is kind of weird because we're experimenting another. There's something wrong with my mixer, so I'm using a different kind of setup right now. But anyway, okay, so yeah, this is this is the first time you guys are hearing this, listening to this show. This is episode 197, and this is about, you know, bear stuff, non-bear stuff, gay stuff, or non-gay stuff, or even something to talk about sci-fi and TV shows and what's going on with our lives. It's pretty much what the Bear Podcast is all about. And, oh yeah, Ray, we should remind the listeners. Well, this is episode 197, and there are three more episodes to episode 200. Yeah, so...
Wow, 200 episodes.
200 episodes. So, reminder, guys... Leave your comments about, voicemails. We'd love to voicemails, 206-222-BEAR. Okay, so, yeah, we'll play the show. It'd be great to have voicemails on the episode 200. It's going to be a special show. We're going to do a video, and I hope you guys watch it. We'll be doing a live video thing on that one, so, via 2BEAR. So, I'm looking forward to do that. And, Wayne is going to help us in that one. Okay, Ray, so let's do some weekend updates. What have you been up to since, I saw you last Sunday, so what's going on?
Nothing, just this weekend was pretty busy trying to finish up a class project that was just a nightmare. I'm actually going to probably Thursday night take my computer and completely, my iMac, and completely blow it away and reload everything.
What's wrong?
Well, the software is just not working correctly. At first, I thought it was me because I just didn't know the software and stuff. But it's not, because I went to school, and some of the stuff that I had problems doing this weekend, I could actually do on one of the school computers. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to blow everything around and reload it, because there's been just some squirrely little stuff going on. So that's what I got planned this week. So I worked on that all weekend. And then, of course, Sunday we had the beer bust at Tony's Corner Pocket. Where I was bartending, and I think there's a picture of you and me naked together.
Oh, something. Yeah, that's right. You might see the I did three art in this one. We were shirtless at the bar.
Maynard was there. Entire Montrose Softball League was there?
Well, mostly. And I don't know. This is what's weird about that. Okay, Sunday we had games. We had softball, and most of the people were there. Everyone who I talked to won two games, because, you know, for every day, for every Sunday, two games are played, and everybody who I talked to there, they won both games. So I think the ones who lost didn't want to go, I guess. That's my theory. But yeah, there's a lot. There's about, I don't know, probably 200 people there, 300 people all in the bar. It's a lot, right? And
it was packed.
Yeah, it was very packed. It was lucky for the Houston Air Bears fundraiser, because, you know, it just so happened that there's a Montrose Softball League thing there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, so I ain't going to mention the names, but some of the people in the Montrose Softball League are cheap.
Why? Because they didn't buy any?
Well, no, they didn't tip.
Oh, they didn't tip at all?
They come up and would get drinks, and not a one of them would tip.
Yeah, because they thought it's a dollar drink. Yeah, because we're doing beer bust, right? So just a dollar per...
The money doesn't go to me. It goes to charity. So
yeah. Oh, well. Maybe next fundraiser. We're going to have another one on social on the April 19th, something like that, right? So, yeah. Let me see. Well, Saturday, actually, we had Pranksters and Pumps also. It's actually part of the softball league. The Montrose Softball League that we were in, and they're just, you know, players who would wear pumps, meaning, you know, they're in drag. I'm not into drag shows, Ray. I'm not at all. And it's just, I don't know. I was just there for 30 minutes. And, of course, there's around 1,000 people there watching, and, you know, it's a fundraiser, so I would understand. But I only stayed about 30 minutes, so I didn't want to I didn't want to stay there. And then, you know, softball games, and then, oh yeah, by the way, I was in the middle of a game, and Wayne was there. Wayne was watching. He took pictures of me lying on the ground because I was trying to do a slide on the first base. I was lying on my back, and he took lots of pictures. That bitch, Wayne. So I'll kick
your ass. He took a lot of pictures. You and I asked him the other day. I said, "Have you got any pictures of me working behind the bar with my shirt off?" No.
I was
just like, "Where are they at? I saw you taking pictures everywhere." Well, it got crowded. I said, "No, but you were taking pictures before it got crowded at the bar." Because I was hoping to have some good pictures of me standing there with my shirt off, son, you know, minus the 25 pounds I lost, looking all hot, daddy-licious, and the only one I got to the eat. So.
Yeah. Well, I only took
and
my
I can't
shirt
post
for a
that
while.
On a porn site without blurring out your face, and then it just looks ridiculous, so.
Why? It looks great. It's going to be the ID3 art for this.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about if I put it on a porn website, I have to blur out your face, so that just kind of messes the whole picture up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my face. Okay, yeah. Yeah. I don't post nude pictures. So, but anyway, okay, so that's Sunday. We're actually just relaxing that evening. We were so tired. You were so tired because you haven't had anything to eat since 3 o'clock, and we had to go eat at the Vietnamese restaurant after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I got home and didn't get to bed until 2 o'clock that morning trying to finish up my project. Mm-hmm. And then I had to get up at 6. Actually, I had to get up at 5:30 because I had to get up and go be at my doctor's office at 7 a.m. for my appointment. So.
Oh, that's why you were in a hurry. So. I was so tired. When I got home, I just slept around 11 o'clock. That's one of the earliest times I would sleep because I usually sleep around 1 or 1:30, something like that. It just happens. Although I do try to sleep early, but anyway, last Sunday I did sleep early, around 11 o'clock, which is pretty early. And well, just trying to sleep, I got to watch some sci-fi. Let's talk about sci-fi. You got some stuff for sci-fi, right?
Yes, I do. Let me get over there to that. Let's see. Well, I guess everybody knows Battlestar Galactica started back last Friday night. So I was very excited about that. Of course, I must say, since the season ended, and there's been such a long break.
I almost forgot. You would forget
almost,
all this.
Well, I almost forgot, but it wasn't as much as almost forgetting is I just wasn't into it as much as I was before. It was just like, okay.
You know what? You have a point there. Me too. I don't know. It's just hard to get back to the show again.
The excitement the way it was before, because, man, I couldn't miss it. I couldn't do that. I had to be there watching it, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
but I watched it Friday night, and I was like, it's going to be over in 6 or 7 more episodes, you know, blah, blah. So
yeah, well, it's kind of a good cliffhanger in the end, so.
Yeah, so. And we're going to try not to give you too many spoilers away, but the episode's called He That Believeth in Me. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
For all of those, if you don't want spoilers, don't listen after this point. But
okay,
Starbucks
spoiler alert,
back.
Spoiler alert. Okay,
yeah, Starbucks back, but like you didn't realize that because they'd been advertising it. Leah Dama's still a pussy, a hot pussy, but still a pussy nonetheless.
Be nice.
Baltar, that lucky bastard, has a hot cult following, and yes, there are mo's in the crowd. If you need to, go rewind that scene and watch it again because there's some homos crawling up looking at Baltar.
Yeah.
So, that's about all I got to say about that episode.
But is it Baltar? The actor playing Baltar, he's really gay? Isn't he really gay?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know.
I know he's the one that made the comment on one of the specials that he was reading one of the letters that somebody had sent, a fan letter, that she said the question was, are any of the characters going to come out as gay?
Yeah, I remember that.
He's got to look at the camera, and I think that was about it.
So that's why I was thinking he is gay. But yeah, that's... BSG. When is the next show? I mean, next week, I think, right?
Yeah. So it's the next. Yeah, it's come. I think there's only. I don't forget how many. There's only like 6 or 7 episodes left, or maybe 13.
That is so.
They did 13. They did 13 before, and then they just finished it off. So it might not be that many.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about other shows. Torchwood. You have Torchwood too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, which Torchwood show? Because I'm recording it, the last one was I kind of forget. What was the last one that you saw?
The last one I saw was the one from this week, which it was called Adrift.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the best Torchwood episodes I've ever seen in my life. It was very intense. I'll give you the story biopsy for y'all that don't watch Torchwood. When a local teenager disappears, Gwen is drawn into an investigation that reveals the darker side of Torchwood. Hundreds of people have disappeared without a trace.
Oh, but okay.
Why is Jack obstructing attempts to find them? The answer seems to lie in the rift, literally. And as Gwen follows the trail, she makes a shocking discovery. Ta-da!
So. I gotta watch that. You get to record. I don't know if I recorded that. I must have ran out of space or something.
So, well, the big thing about Torchwood is the last episode of this season airs this Saturday, April 12th.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it's called Fragments. So
I hope to record that. Yeah. Well, what else is coming up?
And then I understand you have an issue with Smallville.
Oh yeah, Smallville. Okay, how many seasons does Smallville already have? They have about seven, maybe, I think. And he's in his 20s. Okay, this is my beef with Clark Kent. Why hasn't he flown yet? It's been so long. I mean, it's been so many years. You're already grown up. You're involved with the Daily Planet. You're still not flying. I don't know. It's just, it's getting worse and worse. Plus, having Supergirl there. You know, the cousin Kara. I don't know. Yeah. What's up with that? I mean, it's... he's supposed to be the son of Krypton, or he's the last survivor of Krypton. And here she comes, Supergirl. Although in the comic books, yeah, that's true that she's around. But she came about, you know, when Superman was already an adult, and he's already, there's a lot of stories that went along as him being Superman and flying, but no, yeah, she actually tried to teach him how to fly, and it's really, really, really getting lame. I think they should just speed it up and end the whole thing. Although I do like Smallville, but I don't know, it's really, really getting worse. And I don't know if any of you listeners there who are watching it, so I don't know. Anyway, so that's my beef with Smallville. And I don't know if I'm going to just wait for the DVD or I don't know. Anyway, there's another one that's coming out. Actually, I think, is this a spin-off. A spin-off of Doctor Who?
Yes. The person that played, you're talking about Sarah Jane?
Sarah Jane Adventures.
Yeah, Sarah Jane is actually one of the original Doctor Who chicks from the original series. She's actually one of the original female characters on there. Or the female companion to Doctor Who.
Oh, is she? Okay. Oh, in the original.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me read the part of from sci-fi.com here. The Sarah Jane Adventures features Sarah Jane Smith, a companion of the third and fourth incarnations of Doctor Who from the Doctor's original series. You're right. Elizabeth Sladen reprises her role and is back in action, discovering alien plots to take over the world or simply helping lost extraterrestrials get home. Wow, interesting. So, Sarah Jane. I didn't get to watch the first one. I think they showed, when was it? Oh, premieres April 18. We have enough time. Okay. I thought it already premiered. So
it actually comes on. What's the date for it? Hang on, I got it here.
Friday next week.
Yeah, next week, next Friday. So, and there's a guy on there his character name is Luke Smith. When he gets 17, he needs to call me. He's cute. He's gonna be cute.
Oh God, there you go again. You're so bad. So anyway, so what else do we have? Coming up soon, I think on the 11th. Is Iron Man.
Is it that soon? May 11th, isn't it?
May 11th or April 11th? I'm not so sure, but it's one of these days. Anyway,
I know I keep saying the previews, but I think it's May that it comes out. Honestly, it's May 11th.
Oh, okay. Let me check. I'm not so sure. I think I thought it was April 11th, Friday. This coming Friday? Huh. I don't know. But anyway, I find this very intriguing because I saw the comic, of course, I kind of collected the comic book. It's Marvel, so I used to collect Iron Man before. And after that, a few months ago, I got to watch the TV show. Not TV show, but the cartoon. And the way they're doing this, it's like the incarnation of the cartoon. I'm not so sure, but it's I think it's pretty good. Having Robert Downey Jr. playing as Tony Stark, playing Iron Man. I think it's good. And the effects are you know, of course, a lot of CGI.
Yeah, a lot of CGI.
So what do you expect from a sci-fi, you know, Iron Man? It's not like X-Men, wherein you can really use people.
I know. But I mean, it's kind of like the Hulk. You know, it's going to be CGI heavily anyway because just the way it's done. So, and what the character is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, any other news that you have? That's pretty much...
Nothing. Let's see if I got anything big.
Okay. I have a story to tell.
Nope. I don't have anything. I'm pretty lame this week.
Okay. I have a story. I've been talking to Peter from... exchanging messages with Peter and Pinoy Boy from the Omay Pod podcast. Have you heard of the Aneros, Ray?
The what?
Aneros. It's an anal device. It's an anal toy, if you may. And
Do you have one?
I have one. It's downstairs. I should show it, but I'm not gonna take a picture of it now. For some time now, this has been a discussion with Peter and Pinoy Boy in their podcast, and I was intrigued, so I myself got one. I got an Eros for myself. Actually, I was at TBRU when I got it, and I think I got it from Condom Sense. They're in Cedar Springs, so I got it, and I was just intrigued. I want to see how it is. I got the Progasm, an Eros Progasm, and I played around with it. I tried it once. I only tried it once. Okay, what's it about? It's actually a prostate stimulator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you insert it, and you know it's not really that big. It's not for the size queen. Okay, its goal is really just to massage your prostate.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think you can use it. Would you?
No, that's okay.
You should try it because it's not really that. It's not really Pinoy Boy said. It's not really for the size queen. It's really something that you insert and it massages prostate, and you just do this swaying motion that you do with your hips and stuff like that, and do some contractions and. It massages your prostate.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty okay. It's a weird feeling to use. And what's funny was, okay, it's kind of weird because when you're done and everything, okay,
yeah,
when you try to take it out, it feels like it kind of latched inside.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it kind of latched inside. I was kind of afraid at first. I thought, oh my God, is this going to come off? It's kind of weird taking it out because, it kind of latches in and it becomes comfortable in you, and trying to take it out, you have to do it really slowly. So it scared me at first. I would do it again. Yes, I would. But I just need some practice.
You need to practice your bottoming skills, I guess.
Yeah. No, like I said, it's not really... It's not really for the top and bottom. It's really just a way to massage your prostate. So I guess if you're not an anal guy or you're not in the experimenting mode, you wouldn't want to try it. So I don't know. Maybe some of our listeners, and I know Peter and Pinoy Boy, they play around with it. So yeah, Aneros, and there are a lot of variations like the Nexus and. Helix and stuff like that. I don't know those, but yeah, there are a lot of variations. Maybe
it's I'll check it out.
Yeah, Google it or something.
Google it.
It's it's how should I say this? It's a prostate stimulator, and okay. It might be helpful. It's good to flush out your prostate once in a while.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Our Wolf of the Bear feature for this episode is not your typical bear that you see online or whatever, or Bear Site, whatever, or Live Journal. But he's actually from the TSA. I find him cute. Bob from the TSA blog, security blog, something like that. He was talking about the MacBook Air. And I'm going to play some
Bob
audio.
Bob here from the TSA Evolution Security blog team. We noticed some blog posts the other day about Apple MacBook Airs, and mm-hmm. it was causing some problems at checkpoints. So we decided to get our hands on one, and after looking at it, it is much thinner than your typical laptop. And
it's pretty
my theory
cute.
Was it's probably going to be laid out differently on the inside than most laptops were accustomed to seeing, so which might explain why it gets more scrutiny. So we were able to get our hands on one, and we're going to run it through the X-ray and see what we can find out.
Yeah, get
you know,
your
99%
hands on
of the laptops we see look very...
Yeah, so that's from the TSA blog. Where is it? TSA.gov/blog. That's where... Actually, there's a lot of podcasts already talking about this, like Twit, This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte. They already talked about it, and they find it funny, but I find him sexy. Sorry, Bob. That's yeah, my one-track mind. But yeah, if you guys go to tsa.gov/blog. Anyway, he was talking about the MacBook Air. Okay, the very first time I've seen a MacBook Air was at IBR when I was there at the vendor mall. The guy from Bear Gear, I think, he was he has a MacBook Air. So I took out my MacBook. And I kind of compared it to his MacBook, and same size, yeah, and everything, but it's just so thin, it's beautiful. And the next one that I saw, the next MacBook that I saw was in, a MacBook Air that I saw was in New York, in at the Apple store there in New York. It's pretty good. But like we said before, even Peter and Pinoy will talk about it before, it's a very good second laptop. But I digress. We're talking about Bob from the TSA blog. Anyway, so check him out at the tsa.gov/blog. Bob. Time for some bear events, guys. Let me see. Bears on the Run, of course. With Shannon Grady, Babalu, Matthew Temple, Elijah Black, and Kendall. Five bear performers touring the Northeast in April 2008. Okay, so let's see. Here's the schedule. Toronto on the 9th, Buffalo on the 10th, Albany on the 11th, Provincetown on the 12th, Boston on the 13th, Baltimore on the 15th, DC on the 17th, Philadelphia on the 18th, Asbury Park, New Jersey on the 19th, and New York City on the 20th. So if you guys are in the north, northeast, yeah, just check them out in one of the nearest cities that you're going to go to. And wow, it's going to be a big show because they've been having a lot of publicity. They're on the Feast of Fools. I heard Babalu talking about it. Babaru. Fausto was calling him as Babaru. Yeah, Babalu was there promoting Bears on the Run, and also a logo online and logo the TV channel. They've been showing Bears on the Run ads there too. Oh yeah, what else? Yeah, we've been featuring their a lot of podcasts also play their audio. So yeah, good luck guys on your tour, and yeah, keep us informed what happens. And like I said, like Ray and I have been talking about before, Mike Ader and Kendall's gonna be here in Texas for Bear Watch. Okay, so that's on May 16th. Anyway, let's do other events. Let me see. Okay, Spring Thaw in Seattle, Washington on April 17th. Yeah, furry fun in Seattle in the spring. Boat cruise in Puget Sound. I don't know how to say it. The infamous beard, belly, and buns contest for charity. Come and go party. much more. Okay, so go to the website at nwbears.com, and I'm quite sure Tommy Johns or Marvin's going to be there from Ursus at Large. I'm just guessing. Marvin, are you going? Just keep us informed. Okay, next event is the It's in Mannheim, Germany. Hunky Party Weekend on April 17th. Party Weekend party weekend for bears and men. Yeah, for more info, go to the website. The website is hunk-party.com. Next event is the Come to Daddy Club in Cardiff, United Kingdom. Cardiff, isn't that where Torchwood is happening? That's where the Rift is supposed to be happening. Okay, so yeah, it's on April 11th. Come to Daddy Cardiff every second Friday of the month. The Loft Bar, Caroline Street, Cardiff, 9 p.m. late, £3 entrance. Okay, that's going to be on April 11th. And we have our Sexy Tops Off Party, a full club packed with topless hairy bears. Nice. Okay, so just go to cometodaddyclub.co.uk. All right, let's go back to the show. All right, we're back. Okay. What do we have here? Any other topics you have? Maybe do you have a shout-outs or anything?
I just got a couple shout-outs here. Happy birthday to our chaser friend Ryan in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy birthday, Ryan.
His birthday was Monday, if I remember correctly. And then my new roommate, I guess he's my new roommate. He started moving in this weekend, Chang. His birthday is Thursday.
Yeah, he got to hang out with us at the bars.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Carl. I hope he had enjoyed his 3 days off from work, because he was harassing me on Instant Messenger on Friday saying, I got a 3 day weekend. I said, I hate you.
So, bitch, I like that too.
And I got to give a shout out to my boy Joey out in California, so who happens to know Excali Bear. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow. Yeah. So. Small world.
Yeah. And yeah. For all you listeners that are coming to Bear Watch, if you haven't got your, the only other thing I got is if you haven't got registered yet, go do it. The hotel's almost sold out. I think there's less than 20 rooms left. And just get on it. You can go to www.bearwatch.net to get all the information and register. But you need to do it soon because it is filling up. As of, I think it was Saturday, there was only, I think, 60 spots left to actually register. So I know that seems like a lot, but considering we're getting two or three a day now, it's not going to take too long for everything to be full. So, and we have to cut it off at 225 because we can't handle more than that. So
yeah, and we have guests. We have not guests, but you know, performers. We have entertainers.
Yeah, we got Kendall.
Kendall's coming.
Who's coming in? And we got Mike Ator from Houston. Who's going to come down and perform for us?
He's from Houston.
Yeah, he's from Houston.
Okay, so we should have him in the show. Probably there at Bear Watch or something, right?
Yeah, we can maybe do it him. Okay. Let's see. Let's see what else. Oh, we went and saw. That's the one thing I did do Saturday morning. I got out, went to Patrick. We went up to the Woodlands and looked at the foam machine that does all the foam for the foam party.
Oh, tell
me
about
it. It was pretty cool.
How did it go? It's not gonna keep your skin dry or something. It's really mild. Is that how it
no,
is?
No, I mean, this is they actually use these things at kids' birthday parties now. I mean, it's not the old stuff that you remember back from the 80s that was de-icer foam that they used on jet planes, on runways. You don't have to, I mean, it's all hyperallergenic. It's just, I mean, you touch the stuff, it's just like picking up air. It's so light and it dissipates real quickly. So, but I mean, it's like baby shampoo. So, I mean, okay. We actually played with it some and put it on our skin and threw it in each other's face, and it was fine. So it's not like the old stuff. Well, you know, I told the guy, I said, do people ask you about that? And he said, yeah, I get that question all the time. And I said, well, how old are you? And he said, well, I'm 26. And I said, well, that's because back in the, I think it was the 80s when the foam parties first came around or people started doing them. They used the foam they used, I think, was actually airplane de-icer foam stuff or something like that. Anyway, it was an industrial strength. And if you didn't put baby oil all over your skin, it would you'd have an allergic reaction to it if you had sensitive skin, or it would just make your skin raw because of the chemicals in it. So
you have to use oil. Okay.
Yeah, so you had to use baby oil. But you don't have to do that anymore. This stuff's all hyperallergenic and all that kind of stuff. So, but it's pretty cool. That thing will put out some foam. I was pretty impressed. So, okay. I mean, we just had it sit up in his driveway, and within like, I guess a minute, his whole driveway was full of foam. So...
You have to hose it down to remove it.
It dissipates. I mean, it just pops away and stuff. So he said, once people get start moving it, it dissipates real quickly. So
all right. I'm excited to do that. I think Mike and I are gonna enjoy being at the foam party. Yeah, Mike's gonna be there too. So I'm excited about that. What else? Mike Ader's gonna be there. Kendall's gonna be there. The dates are May 16th, 17th, and 18th. So you guys right. coming to Texas, come to Galveston, join us for Bearwatch.
www.bearwatch.net. Mm-hmm. So you got some shout outs?
Oh, I do. I have a lot. But before that, before I do some real shout outs, there's somebody emailed me from thebearmall.com. Okay, so they said here, the Bear Mall is a free site featuring bear and bear friendly businesses, services and other sites of interest. I guess you go to the site I haven't visited it. Yeah, let me see. TheBearMall.com. Yeah, okay. So yeah, check it out, TheBearMall.com, and it's run by Larry. Larry, I don't know what city they're from, but yeah, TheBearMall.com. Put the link on the website. Okay, now for some shout outs. Hold on. Of course, shout outs to Peter and Pinoy Boy. Okay. I don't know if you listen, Ray, I don't know if you listen to on my pod, but they did this prank on April Fool's Day. Okay. Peter and PB, it's not fair if you say if you do a April Fool's joke and you say that it's not an April Fool's joke, but it is actually that you guys are doing, ha! They kind of tricked us. So they said that one of them are leaving. So that kind of made a lot of people sad.
We should have done that. We should have told them that we were quitting because Jason was such much better podcaster than us from V-Talk.
So yeah, that's right.
That we can't stand a lot. Uh-huh. Can't stand in his shadow anymore.
I thought that's Ricky. Yeah, but what am I saying? Actually, we have some comments from one of the posts that I did. I don't know if you downloaded it, but last week for April Fool's Day, I did a Rick roll. What is a Rick roll? You get to be tricked into listening to Rick Astley's "Never Gonna Give You Up." Never gonna, you know that song, Ray?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's called Rickrolling if you get tricked into listening or watching that music video. Anyway, so I got some messages because of that. Jeff from Cubs Out Loud, and he says that April Fool's Day, a day of Rickrolling. That's one of his comments. Also, Tommy from
Windbear,
Tommy from A Moment of Minutia, and their upcoming podcast called TimeTravelers.podshow.com. He said that he got Rickrolled too. So he said that I was real sneaky about it. And who else? I also got a message from Ron from Connecticut. He gave me a big sigh, saying that I got him Rickrolled too. So he didn't realize that it was April Fool's Day. So yeah. So I got a lot of people Rickrolled.
Is this the Rogers that wanted you to tickle me on camera?
Oh, that one. The one I'm talking about is Ron from Connecticut. But I did get email. And I did get an email from Roger who wants to be tickled.
Oh, Roger. Yeah. Ron Roger.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, because he sent a nude picture. Okay.
Did he?
Yeah, I should forward it to you. He said it was taken before the accident. He had
see Roger. Y'all send the pictures in. Do I get to see them? No, they go in the Maynard Potter stash. Nobody ever hears about them or sees them again.
Yeah. Okay. He says here, I'd like to watch you tickle your hubby on cam, and I should do that. I should tickle you, or when Mike comes over, yeah, I should take a video. He likes tickling big guys, so we should do a. Tickling show. Maybe in the 200th episode. What do you say? We'll do some tickling.
We can tickle Wayne or somebody.
We can tickle Wayne, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he wants to tickle somebody who's a big guy, who's a big bear. But yeah, anyway, so I hope, Roger, you're doing well, because he's still recovering from his accident that happened to him a few weeks ago. So get well soon. And so Roger, thanks for emailing.
Speedy recovery.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm sure you start watching Oprah.
Uh-huh. I'd like to do a shout out to David from Dallas. He's CodeCat TX from Live Journal. I met him at TBRU. He's a very, very nice guy. a very smart guy too. He's a geek. He's a gomo. He's a geek. He's a geeky homo.
Okay.
So he's in my friends list, and he's a very nice guy. He's got these sharp blue eyes, very cute. And who else? Let me see. last one is actually I think this name is this guy's name is Anthony, because I know Venice Cub's boyfriend's name is Anthony. Okay. He commented actually on the video from, gosh, 2 years ago. And he just saw the video now. He says that he commented on the Venice Cub video that he made 2 years ago at IBR in San Francisco. So that's, IBR 2006. He says, "Hey guys, you're right. He does have a BF," because I was talking about him being single back then. And then he says, "Yeah, you're right. He does have a BF now, and luckily it's me." The boyfriend saw the video and commented on an old post that I made 2 years ago. And he said that I used to be a big fan, and he said it's a dream come true to be boyfriends with Venice Cub. Yeah. So thank you, Make a Wish Foundation. All right. And so he says that we've been together for a little over 2 years.
Worship on a bear's belly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's been together with Venice Cub for 2 years, and it keeps getting better. So congratulations, Anthony, on being boyfriends with Venice Cub. I'm sure John from Cubs Out Loud would like to hear about that. Sorry, John. He's Venice Cub is married now. Okay. So I guess that's about it. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. That's all we have right now. And okay, so.
So I guess the big thing we have left to do then is call voicemail at 1-206-222-BEAR. That's 1-206-222-2327. And leave us a voice message for the 200th episode. Comments.
Yep. Comments,
email
please.
Email us. Call us.
Give us some love. Yes.
Send us those 200th episode nude pics of yourself.
Oh, yeah. wear something 200 or something. Make a Flickr page out of it. Yeah, and next episode, actually, I'm expecting to have Jeff and Tim and John from Cubs Out Loud. They're going to join us for episode 198. And then next week, we're planning to do a Chaser show. So, yeah, we're going to have... Oh, hey. Poor bear. Poor bear. You're so tired. Yeah, we're doing this early. This is the earliest we've ever podcasted.
I know, because I'm about to fall out of my chair right now. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com or
ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And visit the website. The official website is www.bearpodcast.com. And subscribe via iTunes. And what else? Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have a Frapper account, visit us at frapper.com/bearpodcast. You can post your picture there. And let's see who else in the world are listening to Bear Podcast. And it's a map thing. It's like a Google Maps thing. And what else?
I've frapped before.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so I have frapped before, sorry.
Uh-huh. And what else? If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. You can listen to the show if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch. Yeah. Okay, so thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Ray. You got to sleep, boy.
I'm going to sleep. So.
Okay, so say goodbye and bye, boys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. And don't forget, episode 200, leave your voice comments. Bye, guys. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. And we'll send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.